It's Tuesday, September 13th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Forrester's planning guide for CISOs gives some focus areas, and Microsoft is going to stop taking checks. This is the Business of Tech. A planning guide from Forrester for 2023, Security and Risk. Pulling from Computer Weekly, here are the recommendations for CISOs. API security is increasingly the de facto approach to modern development, enabling organizations to build new business models and engagement methods, but prone to breaches due to unprotected APIs and API endpoints. Bot management, actively profiling incoming traffic to determine intent and protect from malicious bots, which comprised 25.6% of internet traffic in 2020 by delaying, misdirecting, or blocking them. Industrial control system and operational technology threat intelligence, which is becoming a non-negotiable buy for organizations working in sectors such as energy, manufacturing, utilities, or transport. Cloud workload, container, and serverless security to protect the compute, storage, and network configurations of cloud workloads in infrastructure and platform as a service environments. This market is still immature and a challenge to address. Multi-factor authentication, or even passwordless authentication, is one of the quickest and cheapest ways to align security strategies around zero trust principles. Zero trust network access is a more appropriate and agile solution to secure remote workers in a post-pandemic world than the traditional VPN. Security analytics platforms replace legacy rules-based security information and event management offerings that are too easily overwhelmed by the rapidly evolving threat landscape. And crisis simulations and purple teaming. Why do we care? It's a very good list. It will require some adaptation for different sized businesses, of course. API security is a great example, as that's for organizations who develop software, and most don't. I wanted to highlight protect the compute, storage, and network configurations of cloud workloads. This is not something most small providers are addressing effectively, as this is configuration management rather than device management. That's a key distinction, and that's why I wanted to highlight it. Big opportunity for sure, and why I like the space, but they do note it's immature. My guidance is to focus on changing your methodology and thinking first rather than searching for a tool. You'll build a requirements list that way. 3 Microsoft stories I wanted to note. First, starting October 1st, Microsoft is removing the option to pay by check in the US and Canada, requiring payment by wire transfer or ACH. Second, the same story from the Register notes price drops on some products, including the Microsoft 365 bundle. Finally, they're offering a discount through next year for upgrades to Microsoft 365, a 16.7% discount valid through June 30th. Why do we care? Besides the blocking and tackling of pricing, I was more drawn to the fact that Microsoft won't be accepting checks. This is both a luxury and requirement for larger companies. At that size and scale, the manual costs of processing checks are measurable. For small businesses, I still recommend making it as easy and flexible to pay as possible. You can send me a check by carrier pigeon if it ends up being easiest for you, customer, but that processing doesn't work at scale. That said, that pain comes much faster with frequency, so measure accordingly. But for Microsoft, that's one they won't pay anymore. If you're an MSP looking to grow your business by scaling your cyber practice, it's critical to offer a white label, multi-tenant SOC as a service. Agile Blue is that SOC XDR, detecting cyber attacks on the cloud, network, applications, and endpoints before a breach occurs. Trusting nothing while detecting everything and staffed with a 24/7 expert set of threat hunters and cyber analysts who obsess over you and your client's cybersecurity, Agile Blue works side by side with your team. Join today and get 3 months of EDR free by visiting agileblue.com/pod to start. Thanks for listening. Today is National Peanut Day and International Chocolate Day, so we clearly have a candy bar. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.